The Tripleshot Cycling Club has cancelled its 10th annual Cross Fondo, citing traffic safety requirements from the district of Central Saanich that make the event financially unfeasible. In a statement, the club said updated rules requiring professional traffic control personnel at every intersection, even where cyclists have the right of way, would quadruple traffic management costs compared to last year. "We are saddened by the cancellation of this popular community event," said club president Aaron Jalilian. "This event started 9 years ago as a fundraiser for the club's youth program and grew into one of the most popular cycling events in the province." Course director Lister Farrar added that it was too late to reroute the course to avoid public roads. "At this point, 1 month out, changing the course to avoid the roads in question is not an option," Farrar said. "Course development requires discussions year-round with landowners, all of whom return each year to provide one-day access to their property." The club emphasized that safety has always been its top priority, noting it already employs paid traffic control staff at intersections where traffic needs to be managed and uses trained volunteers where cyclists have the right of way. Following the death of longtime participant Lindsay Burgess during last year's event, the club said it dedicated hundreds of hours to improving safety protocols. Central Saanich, however, says its policies have not changed, only the way they are enforced. In a statement to the Peninsula News Review, the district said organizers were told early in the permitting season that more professional traffic control would be required. "The policies themselves remain unchanged," the district said. "We are being more rigorous in ensuring compliance with existing standards due to repeated issues with inadequate traffic control and last-minute applications." Officials said Cross Fondo organizers did not submit their application until August and that it lacked proper certified traffic management plans. The district added that Central Saanich police have previously been called out to provide emergency traffic control during events, stretching resources and impacting safety. While the club says it cannot absorb the additional costs, the district maintains the requirements are necessary to keep everyone safe. "Road races are complex and require careful planning," the district said. "We deeply value community events and are committed to working with organizers, but we must prioritize public safety." The 10th annual event was slated to take place on Sunday, October 19. Earlier this summer, the Elk Lake Triathlon was cancelled for the same reasons outlined by the district.